President Biden announces aid to Gaza, various primaries both this week and next week, and the CDC drops various COVID-19 recommendations. Additionally, a new Beaver Creek Club opened up for teens and kids. Vail Christian High School grants 5 faculty members money to travel and other types of experiences, and the town of Avon has to find water for 700 affordable housing units. All of this and much more in the third episode of Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia. Good morning, everyone. My name is Alvaro, and you're listening to Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia. Here's something interesting. 90% of podcasts never make it past the third episode. And since this is the third episode, there's a high chance that we'll never come back. Nah, just kidding. We're going to stay consistent and keep releasing episodes until we're physically unable to. So a huge thank you to you, the listener, for supporting Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia, a show under the My Future Pathways TV network. My Future Pathways serves and supports Eagle County's underserved youth and families in a holistic way to help them meet their full potential. They offer 2 youth centers in Eagle County, mentoring opportunities every week, and a summer camp filled with field trips and tons of fun. And here's the kick. It's 100% free, no strings attached. If My Future Pathways interests you, please visit myfuturepathways.org for more information. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Morin-Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. So let's dive straight into our first story. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky announced Wednesday that he was stepping down from Senate leadership in November. The Republican senator, who is currently 82 years old, is currently the longest-serving Senate leader in history. McConnell suffered a concussion from a fall last year and 2 public speaking instances while he froze while in front of reporters. Leader McConnell has not announced if he will seek re-election in 2026. An Illinois judge ruled this week that Donald Trump is ineligible for the presidential ballot, citing the 14th Amendment's insurrection clause. The judge claimed that Trump violated the 14th Amendment on January 6, 2021, when he encouraged his supporters to fight against perceived electoral fraud. His supporters then raided the U.S. Capitol building, interrupting a joint session of Congress where lawmakers were certifying the 2020 election. On Friday, President Joe Biden announced that the U.S. will airdrop aid into Gaza. Citing innocent lives on the line, the Biden White House crafted a delivery of humanitarian supplies in coordination with other countries that are American allies, like Jordan. According to Gazan health officials, more than 100 Palestinians were killed and 700 were injured when Israeli forces fired on scores of people near an aid convoy in Gaza City. Israel has been criticized and condemned internationally for its aggressive war against Hamas, which they've been fighting since the October 7th attack on Israel that resulted in 1,200 Israeli civilians dead. Countries like Egypt, Jordan, France, and the United Arab Emirates have previously participated in aid airdrops to Gaza, which demonstrates that such a U.S. mission is in fact possible. Last Saturday, the South Carolina Republican primary was held, resulting in a win for former President Donald Trump, who won 60% of the vote compared to Nikki Haley's 40%. His last major opponent, Haley, suffered a defeat against the former president in her own home state, where she was the governor from 2011 to 2017. Haley, in a speech after the results were called, vowed to stay in the race until at least Super Tuesday, which will be held this Tuesday and when a third of the delegates to win the Republican nomination will be called. But the losses for the Haley campaign don't end here. On Tuesday, Nikki Haley again lost to former President Donald Trump in a decisive Michigan presidential primary. Trump won the Michigan primary with 68% of the vote, and Haley lost with around 27% of the vote. Again, Haley has made it clear that she will stay in the race no matter what. But the Democrats also had their presidential primary in Michigan on Tuesday, which Biden won decisively with 81% of the vote. However, his win is overshadowed by a sizable amount of uncommitted votes, which accounted for around 100,000 votes, or around 13% of the final tally. The movement to vote uncommitted in Michigan's primary came from various groups within the state who pushed for an uncommitted vote by those who disapprove of Biden's unwavering support of Israel. The state, with a large portion of registered voters who are Arab and Muslim, is a crucial state for Biden's re-election. The groups hope that this uncommitted vote will alert Biden that he may have to change course surrounding Israel's war against Hamas, especially if he wants to win Muslim, Arab, and younger voters. On Friday, officials at CVS and Walgreens announced that they have received certification to dispense mifepristone, an abortion pill by the FDA. These chains will start selling these abortion pills this month, starting in a few states at first and gradually expanding to states where abortion pills are legal. CVS is the nation's largest pharmacy chain with 9,000 stores in all 50 states, and Walgreens has around 8,500 stores in all states, except for North Dakota. This week, the Supreme Court agreed to hear Trump's argument on whether he is immune from prosecution on charges he's facing for plotting to overturn the 2020 presidential election. The court will begin hearing arguments for the week of April 22nd and has frozen Trump's Washington, D.C. criminal trial. The Supreme Court's decision to consider Trump's immunity claim comes after the full U.S. Court of Appeals for Washington, D.C. rejected his claim of absolute immunity. On Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dropped a 5-day isolation guidance for individuals diagnosed with COVID-19. People who test positive for COVID-19 no longer need to stay away from others for 5 days. Instead, the CDC recommends people with COVID-19 to just stay home until they've been fever-free without medication for at least 24 hours, or whose symptoms have been improving. The Department of Justice announced that they've charged 2 climate activists with felony destruction of government property after they allegedly dumped a fine red powder on the National Archives display of the U.S. Constitution. More information will be dispensed in the later weeks. All right, now let's move on to local news for Eagle County, Colorado. The regional e-bike share program, Shift Bike, is set to return for its 3rd year in Vail, Eagle Vail, Avon, and Edwards, operating at the same size as 2023, with 155 e-bikes and 33 stations. The anticipated start is early May, running through October, with Drop Mobility serving as the vendor and operator for the bike share. And the program's cost is expected to decrease after the initial 3 years, reflecting a reduction in the annual leasing cost for partner communities. Comedian Nick Swardson will come to Beaver Creek on Sunday. Swardson, who is a comedian, actor, writer, and producer, is a recurring guest on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Conan. He has also become a regular on Adam Sandler's Happy Madison production films, including Sandy Wexler, which he also co-produced in 2017, and The Do-Over and The Ridiculous Six, which he acted as the executive producer. He will perform at the Villar Center in Beaver Creek this Sunday, March 3rd, and tickets start at $45. Local activist Tim McMahon, or as you may know him as, Chicken Man, went to multiple town council meetings this week to advocate for our local towns to abolish sales tax on feminine products and diapers. McMahon cited a new Colorado state law that allows local governments to abolish sales taxes on these types of goods. We'll keep you updated on the status of these efforts. MFP TV is actually releasing a full-length documentary on the Chicken Man, set to release on March 12th. Stay tuned for a trailer releasing within the next few days on the MFP TV YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. On Friday, February 23rd, Eagle County Paramedic Services lost a fellow paramedic. Steve Zuckerman, a 61-year-old full-time paramedic, died during a Vail backcountry rescue. He began working as a paramedic in 2008 and worked with Beaver Creek Ski Patrol for over 25 years. Brandon Daruna, CEO of Eagle County Paramedic Services, stated, "Steve was one of the helpers. He never missed an opportunity to contribute, and his death leaves a giant void in our organization and community. My Future Pathways gives a sincere set of condolences to Steve and his family at this time." Right, Vail Christian High School awarded 5 faculty members with grants to pursue a myriad of objectives, including learning Spanish, understanding artificial intelligence, attending conferences, and traveling internationally. The 5 recipients were Kristen Baker, Sandra Berner, Sarah Hochtel, Ashley Nock, and Stephanie Ward. A big congratulations to these 5 faculty members, and we wish them all the best. The Vail Daily reports that the town of Avon is planning to annex the almost 100-acre State Board of Land Commissioners property to build 700 units of affordable housing. However, this sparks the crucial question of where the residents will get their water from. With the new land that Avon will receive, new water has to be found for the development, as this area would not be part of any water entity's service area. However, progress is being made on resolving this issue, with decisions pending Eagle County and the State Land Board. Beaver Creek has a new hangout location for adolescents. Hawk's Nest Cabin is located in Beaver Creek near the ice rink. It is a custom, high-tech spot featuring an LED dance floor, ski simulators, table and arcade games, and a non-alcoholic beverage bar. The hours ensure Hawk's Nest Cabin is open daily from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., for those who are 10 to 18 years of age, with exclusive hours for those who are 14 to 18 years of age too. For more information on Hawk's Nest Cabin, visit the Beaver Creek website for pricing and hours. All right, that's all the news for this week for episode 3 of Rewind with Alvaro Marin Garcia. Just a reminder that Rewind is supported by My Future Pathways and airs every single week, every single Saturday, on every single podcasting platform. I'm your host, Alvaro Marin Garcia, and have an excellent Saturday.